It's July. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
When the temperature in Boulder gets into the 90s, we head for the tundra, where it's still cool and where all sorts of wonderful things are happening. Alpine flowers should be at their peak now, and that means a lot of butterflies. You're likely to see the Phoebus parnassian and both the Arctic and the Magdalena alpine. The parnassian is relatively large and white with orange dots on the wings. The alpines are very dark, but when the light is right, they have a beautiful purple sheen. Robert Pyle, the guru of butterfly devotees, is writing a mystery that pivots on the Magdalena, and I can hardly wait for it to come out. If you're sweaty from a hard hike, a butterfly may even alight on you as they are attracted by the minerals. Also look for them in damp places, as they like to puddle in the mud. Again, they're seeking minerals. One of our favorite trails to the tundra is the Arapaho Pass Trail, which goes from a bit over 10,000 feet to over 12,000. There's even a patch of glacier lilies as you near timberline.
Those clicking and squeaking sounds you hear as bats swoop around in the dark are actually contact calls, just the bats expressing an emotion or getting in touch with other bats. The echolocating sounds they make to navigate in the dark are usually at a frequency that's too high for us to hear. About 10 species of bats live in Boulder County, including the little brown myotis, the big brown bat, and the Townsend's big-eared bat. Recently, park rangers have discovered a couple of maternal colonies of Townsend's bats in the Flatirons in caves up there, and those areas are now being protected so that the bats can thrive. In July, you can look for bats at dusk near any pond or stream. Most bats dip down to drink before they head out on their nightly foraging flights. Some bats will fly several miles to a particular pond because it has just the right combination of minerals that they need to thrive. We like to go out to Boulder Creek east of town and look for bats, and also some of the stock ponds on Shanahan Ridge are great for bats on these July evenings.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.